Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one of my lucky dip today comes from Helen, who says, my biggest challenge is streamlining my wardrobe. I have too many items that I don't wear. So, a couple of things you can do. So, the first thing I would do is actually challenge yourself to wear everything. So, what you want to do is work out why you're not wearing some of your items, because then you can work out, is it just because you've overlooked them because you've got so many things, or is it because you actually don't like them for some reason or other? Maybe they don't fit right. Maybe the color's not great. Maybe they're uncomfortable. I mean, there's so many different reasons. They're not your personality. They don't really suit you physically. They're not your color contrast or value contrast or anything like that. So I would suggest actually try and wear all the things you're not wearing. So just every day I'm going to make sure that one thing in my outfit is something I haven't worn. You could actually, what you could do in your wardrobe is just pop some sort of divider in there. So it could be, you know, like you could get kind of one of those wardrobe dividers made of cardboard. You could make your own very easily. And every day that you wear something, and when it, if you like it and you want to keep it, pop it on one side of the divider. For everything that you haven't worn, that's on the other side of the divider. So that's going to allow you to see what is in your wardrobe that you haven't worn. And then you can make some decisions about why you're not wearing them. Doing something like my Evolve Your Style challenge, it's a 31-day style challenge, is also another really way of actually kind of helping you to put outfits together around those garments that you may not be wearing. And that's a really great way because there's a whole lot of tools inside that program to help you assess each garment as you're wearing them, because that's part of the thing you have to do. You have to actually assess them and decide, should they stay or should they go? So what's going to happen is, over time, as you start to wear the clothes and you start to get a really good feeling, you know, about whether they're working or they're not working, then you can decide, should I keep it, should I let it go? And then as you let stuff go, you are starting to streamline that wardrobe for you. Now, it's also really important to remember that depending on your personality, some of us prefer a more voluminous wardrobe. We like to have more options and more choices. And other people like a more streamlined wardrobe. So just because you've seen the idea of a streamlined wardrobe, it may not be the right sort of wardrobe for you. So that is something to be aware of. But if you are only ever wearing the same few garments over and over again and you've got all this other stuff, I would suspect that you are quite happy to have a more streamlined wardrobe. But if you do kind of go, oh, I get bored, I want something different, then it is definitely worthwhile having a larger wardrobe. But it still has to be one where all the garments are working for you rather than just some of them. So I do recommend, do my Evolve Your Style challenge. That's really going to help you kind of start to assess each garment and also to give you ideas of putting outfits together each day if it's a 31-day style challenge. I'd also suggest, if you are just not sure why things are or aren't working, that you join my 7 Steps to Style program, because this is the program that's going to give you all the information just to understand which silhouettes really work for your body. They're in harmony with your body. What your colouring is, the colour contrast, the value contrast, all the elements that go into making you a unique human, what your personality is and how you want to express that through your style. All these things are in that program. So if you haven't got that information, that is also, it's what I call your style fundamentals. It's your, this style education you never got at school. And really, it's the education everybody needs. I really think everybody needs to do this program so that they actually have some information, some rock solid actual information they can then apply to their wardrobe that they can use for the rest of your life. But yeah, so always think about, like, you know, wearing something different every day. Challenge yourself to get something new into the, you know, out of the wardrobe. And then actually at the end of the day, assess it. And was it comfortable and did it fit? And did you like how it was? And, you know, like all those sorts of things before you make a decision about whether it should stay or whether it should go. But that'll help you streamline. It's just not all in one go, because that can be really overwhelming. And of course, having a wardrobe audit with a professional image consultant, like someone like me, that can help you if you want to do it in a much faster way. But if you are happy to spend a bit of time wearing the clothes, then that is also a really useful way of doing it. My next question today comes from Rachel, who says, I wear belts to highlight my waist as I'm petite, X-shape, and it works really well. My problem is many of the skirts and pants don't have belt loops, and I find the belts slip up the back or twist as I move. Any suggestions of how to keep them nicely in place? My suggestion is to create belt loops and attach them to your skirts and pants that don't have belt loops. And in fact, the easiest way of doing this is actually to go and get bias binding from the fabric store. It comes in so many different colours. It's basically a fabric. It's pre-folded. It's ironed. It's quite neat and tidy. You can just cut off short lengths and sew them to your, you know, the waistbands of your skirts and dresses. You can decide what sort of belt you want, so how wide those belt loops are. That is the easiest way. If you're, you know, you're not a sewer and you don't have a machine, it could be something that you could easily take to a dressmaker to get done. And it's not an expensive thing to do. But the thing is to match, you know, the colours of your clothes to the bias binding. And there's so many different colours in bias binding these days. I mean, you can create them out of fabric as well if you just happen to have some fabric that works. But otherwise, bias binding is the fast and easy way of creating the belt loops, and then you can sew them onto the waistbands, and there you go, sorted out. Hopefully that helps. The last question today comes from Deli, who says, what clothes can I buy to last a lifetime? Now, wouldn't that be great if something lasted a lifetime? Nothing will last a lifetime. The reason is fabric is made from fibers. Clothes are made from fabrics. Fabrics are made from fibers. You move, you have, you know, things like seat belts rubbing on you. When you sit down, you rub, you walk, your pant and your legs rub together. These fibers break down over time. Clothes get holes in them. Everything disintegrates. You're never going to have anything that lasts a lifetime. But there are some things that are going to last longer than other things. So if you want a wardrobe that lasts longer, firstly, as far as fashions go, because remember, fashions change. So if you buy something that is like a very fashion item, that's going to last less long in the fashion sense. But if you buy something that is more classic, so these are garments that you see season in, season out, year after year after year, then these garments are going to last much longer and not look dated so quickly. Now, even classics still date. I think of, you know, the blazer of the 80s was not the blazer of the 90s. The blazer of the 80s had huge shoulder pads and was much boxier and longer. The blazer of the 90s didn't have the shoulder pads and was much slimmer and more fitted and a bit shorter. You know, so fashion trends change, but still you can get a good decade out of something like a blazer. And then you can think about, you know, but something like a trench coat is a style of coat that really doesn't change too much. You know, your kind of classic shirt or blouse is also a, you know, like it doesn't change too much. A t-shirt really doesn't change too much. So looking at things that aren't going to date so quickly and then looking for them in the best fabric and construction you can find. Generally, cheaper fabrics, cheaper construction is not going to last as well. So more, you know, things looking at things like how many fibers are in a fabric. So 1 to 2 fibers you'll usually have that will last longer, versus if you have, you know, 3, 4, 5 more fibers listed. So always look at the tag. That is never going to last as long. So knowing a little bit more about your fibers and which ones are going to be more longer wearing and which ones are shorter wearing. So generally often, you know, a higher quality wool and a merino, which is a longer staple fiber, will last longer than a lower quality wool because it's a shorter fiber and it pulls more quickly. So therefore it degrades more quickly because the rubbing keeps, like, you know, taking parts of it off. Tighter weaves usually last much longer than something that is a more loose weave. So just looking at the quality of the garments you're choosing and also how kind of classic they are. But nothing is ever going to last a lifetime because you wear the clothes, washing them is, you know, like if you wanted to have something last a really long time, you'd have to hand wash and air dry everything, and that is going to help it last longer. But the minute you put things in washing machines, and even with the gentle cycle, still not as gentle as hand washing, if you use dryers, they really degrade your clothes really quickly. So that is going to take a lot of life out of your clothes. So air drying is always a softer, more gentle weigh on the fabrics than using a dryer. So thinking about all these things, like the tumble dryers, like anything that's creating friction is wearing your clothes out. So just, you know, putting on a seatbelt creates friction down here, and that will then wear that spot out. Walking, friction. So nothing will last forever, but definitely you can have things that will last longer than others if you choose wisely. So hopefully those answers has helped you with some of your little fashion dilemmas. And I really appreciate you watching, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.